It's running. Guys, go at it. Go ahead. Close that door again.
Take two.
Yes.
Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Today, my guest, a Derby man, Cody Meyer. Welcome, Cody.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so I know you've been doing the Demo Derby for many, many years, and we got one coming up here at the Jersey County Fair just in a couple days.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be in it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yep, that's the plan. I'm hoping to be in it. I'm running Jacksonville Thursday night, which is tomorrow night, and then hoping we've got something to take to Jerseyville. So
yes. Now, you're a local boy here in Jersey County, right?
Yep. Born and raised in Green, but been here in Jersey for the past 12 or 13 years. So
I see. And I understand that you're now got a new business going for yourself.
Yeah. I've been running my own lawn care business called Select Lawn Service for about the past year here. It's my first season out on my own. I was with another provider before that and decided to branch out and kind of start my own business. And I'm glad I did. It's going well. And things couldn't be better there. So that's sure.
That's good. It rained so much there for a while. My gosh, it was the grass was growing leaps and bounds.
Yes, we needed the rain bad. Grass, crops, I think about anything as far as vegetation goes, we were needing rain bad. So
yes. Now, the Demo Derby. How long you been doing this?
Well, I'm 34, and I started running when I was 16, back when I was in high school. So it's been about 18 years that I've been smashing cars.
Yeah, and how'd you get into it?
A lot of people, it's a family thing. Dad, grandpa, cousin, uncle, kind of gets a family member into it. But for me, it was just mainly watching buddies that did it. Yeah. And I just thought, man, that's cool, you know. And I was like, I'm going to do that. And so I just got into it through friends. Started small, started basic, didn't have a clue what I was doing, and it's just kind of snowballed to where I'm at today.
Did you start off with helping a buddy on his car, or did you get your own car and start again?
That's how I really first started, was tinkering with some buddies and helping them with theirs. And then I decided, you know, I started buying my own cars. And I mean, I'm self-taught on a lot of my stuff. It took me years and years to learn and continue gradually get better and figure things out. But I did have some buddies that got me started. But it's really been a self-learned process for me.
Yeah. Now I know we got local demo derbies going on in the local fairs, but, I understand we talked earlier, derby's big business.
It can be. Yeah. I mean, the local county fairs are obviously the most popular because they happen all over the state and every state. So local county fairs are where most people are familiar with demolition derby, but there is derbying that takes place on a national level. So you're talking venues all over the country, all over the United States, anywhere from Las Vegas, Nevada to Southern Nationals in Florida to Blizzard Bash in Topeka, Kansas. There's high caliber events all over the country that take place with some top tier drivers.
You ever been to any of those?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've run Blizzard Bash several times.
Oh, so you've participated?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wow. Absolutely. Yeah. I won Whiskey City Revolution, which takes place in Peoria, at the Dome.
Yeah.
It's an indoor derby. I've placed in several of the big
national
circuit shows. Yeah.
What kind of prize money did you win on that?
They're good prize money. They pay $2,000-$3,000 for top one and two placings in some of these shows. So I definitely wouldn't get into derby if you're trying to pay the bills, but, there's money to be made if you're good at what you're doing.
Yeah, well, it's as a sideline activity sport for guys or gals, it's probably cheaper than duck hunting.
It is cheaper. It can be cheaper than hunting. Certain classes and certain aspects of it, maybe not. But for the most part, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, there's a price range for everybody. You can There's classes where you can get in it and compete cheap, and there's other classes where you can get in it and spend six figures.
Well,
so.
I know we got the Derby here at the Jersey County Fair going on Sunday. I think it starts at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And got several classes going on it in it. What class are you going to be in?
I typically run compact cars, so front-wheel drive, V6. They're the most popular nowadays. Back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, it was rear-wheel drive, big cars, and they still have those classes. But those cars are getting harder to find, and the build is typically a little bit more detailed. The front-wheel drive cars are more popular today. They're just more abundant, easier to find, easier to get a hold of, and so that class is really growing because it's they're everywhere.
Okay, the question I have is, what is a Derby guy, not necessarily you, but typically, if you want to get in the business or get in the game, how much do you pick a car up for? What do you spend on a car? Because you're going to crash it up.
Right. So, I mean, you don't want to spend a ton, but I'm telling you, Chris.
Or what can you pick them up for?
You used to be able to pick a car up for $100.
Oh, you could.
Back when I first started. But it's not 2005 anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to pay $500-$600
for Derby
sometimes for a front wheel drive Derby car. And there's certain full size cars that guys are paying $1,500-$1,600 for, you know, certain old iron vehicles that are hard to find that are just tough. I mean, you pay a premium depending on what kind of vehicle you want to buy.
Typically a Derby car like your car,
mm-hmm.
How many Derbies can you run it in?
That's a good question. I run the stock class, so you're not allowed to do a lot to them as far as reinforcement, frame plating and things like that. So I like to say normally I can get 2 to 3 runs out of a car. There's some guys that'll get 7, 8, 9
really?
Runs out of a car, but they're usually different build. Like I said, the stock cars, they're gonna bend. They're gonna get torn up because they're stock. But as you get more into a modified class, those cars can be run over and over and over because you're gonna break drivetrain. You're gonna break an axle. You're gonna break a wheel. You're gonna have an engine blow a head gasket and get hot, and then you go home, make repairs, and you run the car again.
Okay.
So just depends.
Well, let's talk about some of the rules on, or what goes on to getting a Derby car ready.
Yeah, the main things is you have to is safety. Safety is the biggest.
Rightfully so.
Right. Yeah. You're in a sport where you're crashing vehicles into each other, so you know you got to have a helmet. A lot of places are making you wear long sleeves. Even a fire suit in some cases.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean...
It makes sense.
You've got fuel next to you, but you got to build a safety cage. You've got to build a four-point cage around the driver, around your fuel, around your battery, so that way you're protected.
So your battery, when you build a car, you're putting the battery...
Yep, inside.
Next to you.
Usually next to you or mounted on your cage. Fuel tank, fuel cell is inside the car, either next to you or mounted to the cage. There's a rollover bar that goes over the roof and down, so that way if you happen to get flipped over, the roof doesn't cave in on
you.
Okay. You're stripping all the glass out. Can't have glass in a Derby car.
Nope.
It's going to break and go all over the place. You got to strip all the interior out in case you do have a fire.
Okay.
If you leave the interior in the car, the interior is going to go up in flames.
Right.
If there's no interior, less of a chance of having a fire outbreak.
Right. So, it's all metal, basically.
Right. It's all metal. It's a stripped shell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
So what is the rules now when you get these cars together, I understand they get inspected.
Yep. You're going to go through an inspection line. You're going to have a crew of officials
right before the Derby starts.
Right before the Derby. Yep. You go in there. So if there's a 7 o'clock show, usually the officials are going to tell you need to be checked in by 5 or you need to be checked in by 6.
So they come around to your car.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You actually go to them. They have a tent.
You
drive the car to them. You get into the fairgrounds, you unload, you drive your vehicle that you're going to be competing with up to the inspection line. Sometimes mm-hmm. there'll be 3 or 4 cars in front of you.
Yeah.
And you wait your turn. And then once you get up there, the officials are going to crawl all over it and they're going to check it out and make sure that it meets the safety regulations and make sure that it meets the rule regulations.
Have you ever been disqualified?
Couple times.
Have you?
Very rarely. I've been loaded a couple times, but for the most part, I can either get through or fix what I need to fix to get
How many Derbies have you been involved in?
Oh, gosh. Hundreds. Yeah.
Wow, you are into it.
I mean, I've got hardware for over 100, you know, where I've placed. So counting the
over 100.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. So the ones that I haven't placed in is just as abundant. So yeah, hundreds. You know, over the 18 years that I've been doing it.
You're kind of an addict to this stuff, aren't you?
It's a snowball. Like I said, when I started, it was just the local shows, and then I started running the surrounding counties, and then I started running the surrounding counties, and then the next thing you know, I'm doing the national shows. So I mean, it's not out of the norm to run 10 to 12 shows a year for me.
Hey, in all those shows that you've been in, and do people get hurt?
I've seen arms broke. The main thing usually is a cut or an abrasion of some kind where somebody gets cut on a piece of metal. But oh yeah, I've seen it all, from concussions to burns to broken bones to you know, cuts or flesh wounds. I mean, absolutely.
Okay, if you were in a derby, right, and you're running and everybody's crashing each other, and you get hit and you get hurt, what do you do? What's the signal?
Officials are watching out for that. So when they see a big hit, they're immediately honing in on that driver to make
sure. And if he raises up his hand or something?
Yes, usually if it's something where it needs to be stopped, the driver puts his hands out of the car and waves them, and that's the key to, hey, we're red flagging this, we're shutting everything down. So basically a driver with his hands out the window waving is the ultimate sign for like, hey, we got to stop.
Are the seat belts, are they bigger and better seat belts?
Factory. Some of the modified
factory
seat belts for most of the stock classes.
Well, that does say something for a seat belt then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're put in there for a reason, you know, they're past safety for to be on the road. So I mean, usually that's what we use, but yeah, there are drivers that run racing seats and harnesses and things like that. But typically per the rules, as long as you have your OEM seatbelt, you're good.
You know, I can imagine. Now, I've never been in a derby, watched a few of them. I can imagine if I got in the derby, the first thing I'd want to do is, when they do that fact, just go lickety split and try to crash.
And
somebody.
That's what most new drivers are doing. Most new drivers are out there I mean, we're all out there for the fun and the adrenaline rush, but most new drivers are out there to hit. They want to go and have a blast.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That is fun.
The fans love it. You know, the fans love it. That's what they come to see, is the hitting. But when you've been in it longer, like I have, it becomes more of a strategic chess
match. You
want to
bring home some hardware.
You
want to
bring home some money. That's right.
Yeah, some money and some hardware.
And typically, I mean, unless you're just got a tank that you're running that's built extremely well, typically those gunners out of the gate aren't there at the end. So you got to find that happy medium between hitting and taking hit. There's so much that goes into getting in that top three positioning.
Would you be willing to kind of share your strategy with that?
So part of my strategy is, when they drop a green flag,
yeah,
I'm gonna back out. And the first thing, is there anybody out there?
First of all, how are they set up?
So
what's the typical setup?
You're gonna pull into the track.
Yeah.
Usually you're going to have your grandstand on one side of the track.
Right.
And the drivers are going to pull in on the grandstand side, and they're going to nose up to the edge of the track facing the grandstand.
Yes.
So the drivers are facing the spectators, and the spectators are facing the drivers.
Yeah.
They're going to drop a green flag, and then the cars are all going to back out.
And then get position.
And then it's just free for all after that. You go wherever you want, do whatever you do. So the first thing I'm going to do is see if there's anybody on the track that I know.
Where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the middle or in the end?
You know, that's a good question. I like to be on the end.
Yeah, I would think maybe the end.
Because then I can swing around and I like to run circles. A lot of people make fun of me and say it's not a circle track race, it's a demo derby. But I like to run circles because I can keep my head on a swivel and see who's chasing me or... You know, it's just what I like to do.
Do you get to pick where you start?
No, it's just at the random order that you happen to come in.
So if you come in though, you can get on. You could go on to the end and park.
Yeah, these officials just line you up. So if you're the first one on the track, you're going to be on one end. If you're the last one on the track, you're going to be on the other end, and everybody else is somewhere in the
middle. So you really don't have a big choice.
Not really.
No, No. Okay. So the green flag goes down. You're circling everybody. Yep. You're looking. You're looking. Letting everybody else crash themselves out a little bit.
Yep. You let other people kind of take care of themselves first. I try to save my car. Now, if somebody comes right after me, like I've got a guy that maybe doesn't like me or
no, well, you know, I can't believe that.
It happens. Once I get hit,
yeah,
I'm returning that favor. So if somebody wants to come right after me and thinks they want to play, we'll play.
Yes.
But the minute I take them out, I'm going to go right back to doing what I was doing until I find the next person that wants to play.
Yeah.
So there's strategy involved. Cause like I said, the fans love the hitting and the go crazy and just head on and, you know, complete carnage. And that's, I'm a fan too. I love watching that.
Yeah.
But when you're actually in the driver's seat, your mindset changes a little bit. It's like, oh, I want, you know,
because you want to last.
You want to win.
Yeah. You want
to
last.
No one does it people do it for fun, but everybody wants to win. And if you're going to win, you've got to play it smart.
I see. Of the classes. Now you say you're in the modified, the compact modified.
Yep.
And the other side, what are some of the classes we got going on? We got full size stock.
Yep. Which,
what kind of car is that?
Big cars, rear wheel drive cars. So typically in a full size class, you're going to see cars from the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, Crown Victorias, old station wagons.
Full size stock. Now they're doing some stuff to that car too, right?
Yeah, they're motor swapping. They're putting different engines.
They put a cage in it.
Cage in them, absolutely. Okay. That's kind of a universal thing.
Okay.
What's
the difference between stock and modified?
Usually, it's the building of the frame, the protecting of the engine.
Okay.
You know,
I got you.
You can put metal on the frame in a modified class to make the frame harder. So okay. that way the frame doesn't bend as quick.
Can't do that in stock. Okay.
You can put a cradle, which is basically like a cage on your engine. So that way your engine doesn't get destroyed as quick, locks your engine in. You can put a different rear end under the car. They have rear ends that are protected. They've got bracing on them. So that way you don't bust axles and things like that.
I got to jump over and ask a question for you. How long does it take to get one of these cars together? Like your car, typically, how much time are you putting in it?
A week. If I don't have any other obligations, I can put a car together in a week. Usually though,
a 40-hour week.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that seems like a lot, but
doesn't seem like a lot to me.
It takes several hours to strip one.
Sure.
And then if you're putting a bumper on it and looping, you know, lines and doing everything that you got to do. I mean, there's a lot of tedious stuff that goes on, welding a cage in. A lot of guys are quicker than others. I'm slow. I'll be the first one to admit that I'm a slow builder. Because I'm meticulous and I like everything, you know, the way I like it. And I double check, triple check. So I'm slow. I'm not sure there's guys that out there that could tell you they put one together in a day or two, and they probably do. But typically you don't see those guys at the finish line. Mm-hmm. It's the guys that put more time, more effort, into the sport, into the build that you're going to see on more of a competitive level.
I see. So, full size stock, full size modified, compact stock, which is the same thing.
Yeah. Same build scheme, just different kind of cars.
Okay.
So full size, like I said, they're your big V8 rear wheel drive, big full size cars. The compacts are your front wheel drive V6, kind of like more common to the cars you see on the road today.
Yeah. And then we have the compact modified, which you are in, right?
Well, I run both. I'd say that right now I'm more in the stock class. I used to run the modifieds, but as I get older, I get a little more, I don't want to say lazy, but my time becomes more divided.
Well, I mean, and you're self-employed.
It's easier to put a stock car together than a modified because there's less that goes into it.
Okay. And they also have another class this Sunday, minivans, mini trucks, and SUVs.
Fun class. Minivans, little trucks, little SUVs.
What's so fun about them?
They're different.
Yeah.
A minivan got a big old back end on them, you know.
Yeah.
They're like tanks back there. It's like kegs of dynamite going off when they hit. The trucks, you know, they're just, it's something that's really became popular in the last few years. They didn't used to have truck, minivan, SUV derbies. I mean, it's just really become a popular thing, and they're fun to watch because...
Are they four-wheel drive usually?
Got to disable the four-wheel drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think some guys try to sneak it in sometimes, but yeah. you're supposed to remove either the front or rear axle so that way you've only got two power tires.
Yep. Which would you prefer to leave running, the front or the back?
It depends on what you're running. On a minivan, they're typically all front-wheel drive. Okay. But if you're running a truck or an SUV, I'd leave the rear. I leave the rear.
I see.
Yep.
And it's a fun one to watch.
It's fun. Yeah, that class is a blast. It's a blast to drive in, and it's a blast to watch.
Now, this year, is this new? They're having the 55 and older class?
Jersey, yeah. Specifically speaking of Jersey County, they are having a 55 and older class this year.
What's up with that?
I think it's to try to convince some of the guys that maybe ran back in the, you know, 55 is not, it's not, 55 anymore is not old, I don't think.
So no.
I don't want to call it the old guys class.
But they're calling it
the old guys class. I think it's to get the guys that were more involved years ago just to have some fun, throw something together, come back out and compete with guys their age that maybe ran, you know,
nostalgic run.
Yes, exactly. Kind of reliving the past. Yes. You know? And I think it's cool. I don't know what kind of numbers there'll be for it. But we'll find out on Sunday.
We got some good prize money coming on for some of these, right?
Jersey County pays well for a county fair. I mean, your top dog. And, I think in the full size stock class, they're paying $1,700 to win, and the compact class, I think they're paying $1,200 to win. So I've seen shows that pay more, but I've certainly seen shows that pay less too. So Jersey County pays out well, and it's like I said, it's the payouts a lot of times are what draw drivers. Drivers like to go to shows where they have the chance to run for money. If it's a county fair that doesn't pay very well, a driver may elect to go to a different show that pays more because if they place, they're gonna make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times payout dictates the amount of cars that you draw.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, how many shows will you get out of your car?
3 to 4.
3 to 4.
Unless I just go crazy,
uh-huh.
Which I try to avoid nowadays. Stock cars, like I said, they're meant to bend. So you're going to, depending on your driving style, I'm going to say 3 to 4. Now I know some guys that have gotten 7, 8, 9 runs out of a car.
Uh-huh.
But I don't ever count on that. I usually say 3 to 4 and you're doing good.
Well, we should be fun. Do they wet the track down?
They do.
Yeah.
They basically do that for safety, just so you can't get such a run at somebody that you're, putting them in danger. So guys obviously put tires on to combat the mud. You know, they're going to put on tractor tread tires or skid steer tires that are made for mud.
Uh-huh.
Like a street tire doesn't do very well in the mud. You just sit there and spin.
Right.
So guys are all you're always going to try to run a tire that's going to get you traction in that mud so you can move as quickly as possible.
In this sport, I would think, do you ever have cases where guys get mad at each other?
Oh, absolutely.
And they start like doing hockey, playing hockey out there.
It's on, unfortunately, at the local county fair level.
Yeah.
You know everybody.
Yeah.
You know everybody. When I go to the track, seldomly is there a driver on that track that I don't know. You know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be friends with them, but you know them.
Right.
You know, hey, that's so and so from Jacksonville, or that's so and so from Palmyra. You know everybody. Feelings are going to get hurt.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Oh, with somebody.
Why'd you hit him and not me? You know, why'd you hit me and not him? And
right.
So that makes derbying at the local level interesting, because eventually you're going to have to hit your buddy. Yep. It only comes down to one. There's only one first place. So eventually you're going to have to hit your buddy, and tempers can flare.
Have you ever seen fisticuffs?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep,
I imagine so.
You'd like not to see it, but I have. So you just gotta try to lose that mentality and realize that we're all out there to have fun. you know, yeah. and hit the beer tent after the Derby, you know. Let's not make a fight out of it.
Right, yeah. Right. We're going to wrap this very good interview today. Thank you for coming
in. You bet.
And any words of wisdom to youngsters or even middle-aged or older people that are interested in getting in the Derby?
It's a lifestyle for a lot of people. I mean, they've been doing it their whole life. So you've got the weekend warrior kind of folks, but you've got people that, I mean, they really do make a lifestyle out of it. So if it's something you're just looking to get into to have fun, go grab a Bone Stock Compact and throw it together and go out and get that adrenaline rush, get that taste of it. But be careful, because it's addicting. It's like, you know, people say it's like smoking cigarettes. Once you start, it's hard to stop. And that's what I was. I just got into it thinking I'll do a couple a year and no big deal. And look where I'm at. I'm 18 years later. I'm still doing it and I'm running 12 shows a year. So it's addicting. You learn so much. You make a lot of friendships. I've got friends that I'd have never had.
Yep.
If I didn't start derbying, there's a family involved. So it's definitely something cool to get into and be a part of. Like I said, most people will never see it, but it's definitely something that is fun to say you've done it.
Well, Cody, thanks so much for coming in today. Cody Meyer, one of the longtime derby runners.
Absolutely.
Here from the county.
Thanks, Chris. I was glad to be here.
Thanks.